Thank you very much, Mr. President, and our appreciation to the translators for extending the courtesy of additional time. I'll try not to take 15 minutes this time. Thank you again for convening us in this informal setting to allow a more frank exchange. Of course, my delegation has shared our detailed views in the formal plenary. However, listening to the detailed explanations of other colleagues, and we really appreciate and thank them for sharing the rationale and the vision that they have in trying to propose further refinement to the structure of the work in the subsidiary bodies. And like we conveyed, we generally understand the motivation. Before, with your indulgence, Mr. President, moving to addressing the specific elements, I'm reminded of two of your distinguished predecessors, the first presidents of 2020 and 2021, and I remember both of them saying the same phrase, let perfect not be the enemy of good. So I think 2022 needs a reiteration of that phrase. Having said that, I will I will share our views in the same frank spirit and not trying to make the perfect enemy of the good. On the title, while we clearly see this as a program of work, we remain flexible. On PP4, we feel that you have taken on board a number of views expressed by the broader membership during the informal consultations of Thursday and Friday. And we feel that this is a very, very realistic formulation that you have come up with. Regarding the OPs of your proposal, we remain convinced that the essence of your document is the simplicity that it entails. We, like you have stated, see the coordinators as facilitators who will guide the work of the CD. And like others have also mentioned, and we also stated, we do not feel convinced that the word agenda needs to be repeated. However, we are open to reaching understandings on topics or subjects that need to be examined. But in our view, it is better to avoid going into fleshing out of details in your document, because we, from the experience of past 3 years, know where that pathway could lead us. Like we stated, in our view, it's a presidential statement is an option that has served us in the past as well. It served the work of the 2018 subsidiary bodies. And of course, over the past few weeks, we have heard a number of delegations talk about 2018 subsidiary bodies as not the ideal model, but something that worked for the conference. And there have been varying shades of opinions on the substantive work. But regardless, it has generally been recalled as something that can be recreated. And there was a presidential statement in 2018 as well, if I may recall. So we think that remains an option if the delegations require such clarity. To our mind, however, the more simpler your document, the better it would be. Before concluding, I do wish to also recall one further point, and this is again with reference to the 2018 subsidiary bodies, because that was the last time we actually had the subsidiary bodies. And the proposals over the last 3 years have found their motivations in one way or the other in the 2018 model, so to speak. And I do recall that even in the 2018 model, which had a more elaborate timetable, the subsidiary bodies were still established on the agenda items. And with the singular exception of subsidiary body 2 that had two topics listed in that, all the subsidiary bodies still only worked on the agenda items. And problems with reports aside, which I believe have nothing to do with the topics, but is something we may still have to face later on this year. The general sense remained that the subsidiary bodies functioned well. So the functioning was never really a problem. So my delegation therefore feels that making the subsidiary bodies on the agenda items does not necessarily mean that they cannot function properly. We remain open to reaching understandings on topics if that is something that adds further clarity and facilitates the membership at large. And we really hope that we can move forward with your document with the minimal of changes. Thank you once again, Mr. President.